Books on Tape presents The Big Oyster, History on the Half Shell by Mark Kurlansky. Read by John H. Mayer. Others will see the shipping of Manhattan north and west, and the heights of Brooklyn to the south and east. Others will see the island, large and small. 50 years hence, others will see them as they cross, the sun, half an hour high. 100 years hence, forever so many 100 years hence, others will see them, will enjoy the sunset, the pouring in of the flood tide, the falling back to sea of the ebb tide. Walt Whitman, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry, 1856. Preface. The Hard Shell of the City. To me, New York is the most wonderful and most beautiful city in the world. All life is in it. Child Hassen, American Impressionist Painter, 1889. To anyone who is familiar with New Yorkers, it should not be surprising to learn that they were once famous for eating their food live. The fact that oysters are about the only food eaten alive is part of what makes them a unique gastronomic experience. That, in the sense that no other food brings us closer to the sea. Oysters spend their lives, a dozen years if we left them alone, but only 3 or 4 because we don't, sucking in seawater, extracting nutrients, and pumping it out again. There used to be enough oysters in New York Harbor to process all the water there, which is one of the reasons environmentalists want them back.